Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
All right, let's giddy up. Giddy up, okay?
Here's what I tell everyone.
Are you ready to go?
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good.
Yes, we do.
With the stars and the stripes and the eagle flies.
It's a Flag Day edition of What's on Your Mind. You know, I listen to that song each and every day when we take to the airwaves. And I can't help but have, you know, just a lump in my throat about this greatest country on the face of the earth. And yet, I also see what's happening where you've got a sitting president's Justice Department targeting a political opponent, and Donald Trump would say, this is not America. What are we seeing play out here? What is happening right beneath our noses?
Corruption.
It's America. It's the greatest country on the face of the earth. What is happening to us? How do we allow this to happen? I guess there's only one way to fix it. And that is give Donald Trump 4 more years to finish draining the swamp. I also think Donald Trump has learned some lessons about how dirty his opponents play.
I think we all have.
And next time might be a little bit different in how he goes there. What advice would you give to him in that regard? You know what I'd tell him? I forget how many people the executive branch is responsible for. I want to say it's like 50,000 or something. You know, specific executive branch positions.
Yep.
In other words, that's not like the Department of Labor, Department of Ag, everything else. Just that serve the executive branch. It's an enormous amount of people. And I think Donald Trump changed less than 1,000 of them when he came in office last time. I wouldn't do that. I'd say, you're all done. Reapply for your same position if you want it, and we'll vet you. I think you...
Yeah.
I don't think you play nice.
Oh, no. Done that too long.
I think you find out where playing nice gets you in trying to get the swamp to go along. I don't know. I'm overwhelmed today on Flag Day, a day of enormous patriotism. And then to see what's playing out on our television screens at the same time. I think we've all thought for a while that America was under attack, that there was a lot to be concerned about. But boy, oh boy, this brings it home in a whole new way, doesn't it?
No doubt.
Tell me what you think at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. The Western Conservative Summit was held yesterday. They held it at Colorado Christian University. They held a straw poll. Donald Trump won. He'd lost the previous 2 years to Ron DeSantis. He won 40-35 this year. But they also asked attendees to mark any of 24 policy issues as most important to them. Top 10 on the list. Number one, what do you think it was, Kev?
I don't know.
Election integrity.
Oh.
73% of respondents.
Wow, yeah. Should have known.
Right? If you can't get that right, nothing else matters.
Exactly. And I'm guilty of ignoring that in a lot of these conversations. And granted, a lot of it has been, you know, clawed back, as they say, after the COVID nonsense of 2020. And some states have seen some victories. And, you know, they're not using tabulators in Arizona anymore. And there were a couple of wins on the Kerry Lake deal. I don't know if it's enough, though, because, again, they're going to Trump's going to be the guy. I just know Trump's going to be the guy. He's going to flood the system again. So the level of cheating is going to have to be epic. And hopefully we've got teams watching this. I know Charlie Kirk is signing up precinct watchers and poll watchers in every state.
Play the game is Charlie's theory.
Yes. As they play it. Not exactly. As we'd like it played.
Match what they do.
Match the tactics.
Exactly right. Religious freedom was second on the list. Education and parental rights third. These are all really close at the top here. Immigration and border security, gun rights, federal budget, and debt. Oh, my. You aren't kidding. National defense, crime, abortion, and China. Those are the top 10 policy issues that people are most concerned about. 701-271-1100. A couple calls came in off the air. You got those, Kev?
Wait a minute now. Where's the trans rights stuff?
Didn't make the
abortion,
top 10.
Abortion, climate. Abortion. Where's all that?
Abortion made it there, but I think it's a different kind of concern.
Okay, right. Okay, here's a call came in here.
You know what I tell Trump? He's now already done the biblical thing. He's turned the other cheek. Now get back in and put Biden and all them in jail. Or worse, whatever he has to do, eliminate them.
That'd be a good thing.
How about actually complete some investigations of these things that we know about that nothing's been done on? You know, follow the law. That's the worst part of seeing what Trump is going through, to know that Chuck Grassley's on the Senate floor saying, we've got audio recordings.
Yeah. What about that?
With Joe Biden. We've got accusations of bribes. We've got Hunter's laptop. Zippo nada.
But documents. Trump.
Yeah.
Documents.
Paperwork's, you know, I mean, ridiculous. Another call off here, Kev. What's that one?
No, that one wasn't. We just had that one.
But somebody wanted to wish Donald Trump a happy birthday.
I missed that one then.
It's that last one there. If you turn me up, I can play it in here.
Lexi Preston, owner. Happy, happy, happy 77th birthday, President Trump, to the greatest president who ever inhabited and walked the planet Earth. Happy, happy birthday from your greatest supporter in Fargo, North Dakota, along with Preston and Lexi, my beloved dogs. Happy, happy birthday, President.
Even the dogs are wishing President Trump happy birthday.
You bet.
I love it. Thank you for that. It is his birthday, 77 today, on Flag Day. Tell me that's a coincidence.
You bet.
Donald Trump's birthday's on Flag Day. Wow. That is really something. Absolutely love it. What would you tell President Trump about another bite at the apple? How should he do it differently? You tell me. Texter says, what happens if Biden loses, declares martial law, and arrests Trump? Does anyone at this point think they won't jump the shark again? Yeah. That could very well be. Steve, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, just calling about the Happy Flag Day, everybody. But I'm really sad what's happened to our nation, especially the last 2 years. This drag king thing in front of the White House the other day, all this pride stuff and so on and so forth. But I think 4 years ago when Trump won the first go around, they started ringing it right away for the next go around. And I think right now to this day, they've already started ringing it for the next time around. This is why all this stuff is going on. I don't trust any of these people anymore. I just don't. You know,
election integrity.
I don't know where we go from here. I don't know how they can stop this. They got rid of Carrie Lake, you know.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. Keeps you up at night thinking about it. Appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Winoska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Hettinger counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that there are several different types of crop hail insurance policies? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. We at Irie Insurance want to help you select a hail policy that will best protect your crops and bottom line from a hailstorm. Give us a call today to schedule a time to meet with an Irie Insurance agent. For our contact information, go to our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Feeling comes a-stealing, and it sets my brain a-reeling when I listen to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
We are born in the land of God.
I'm
the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave.
Love it.
Every heart beats.
Hope you're singing along at home on this Flag Day. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our studios in Fargo, 2852 Thunder Road. I bring a little Flag Day celebration. Take a straw poll and who your pick is for the Republican nomination, which is kind of fun. We'll announce the results of that tomorrow. We got a couple of food trucks here. Top Dog Hot Dog and Fargo Phillies cart is going to be here. A flagpole giveaway, games to go, best part of the day. Veterans, law enforcement, and first responders get a free lunch. Also have some fun things for the kids in addition to the games to go bouncies. We've got passes to Thunder Road for mini golf, go-karts, batting cages, bumper cars, and laser tag you can use today till 3 p.m. So come on by and take in Flag Day and head next door and enjoy all the fun right over there. Brought to you today in part by our friends at High Road Partners. Who are they? What are they? They're an independent local brokerage and work with a variety of carriers to provide the best options for your company. So when you work with an agent, you're charged no more than when you work directly with a carrier. Working with an agent, however, provides you a guide that's looking out for your best interests and help you shop multiple plans. Locally owned and operated. They're benefits strategists is what they are. Instead of seeing you once a year for renewal, they work to understand your company, your talent needs, your budget. They assist you with building a multi-year strategy. Go to highroadpartners.com to learn more and set up a meeting. Highroadpartners.com. Highroadpartners.com. All right, 701-271-1100 is the number. And let's see here. A few more calls came in. A few more texts. Got a couple of emails. Here we go.
Hey, President Trump's birthday. What a fun on Flag Day. I wonder when Biden's birthday is. Is it April 15th, tax day? Just curious. Love your show, guys.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
Either that or National China Day.
Yeah.
It'll fall on his birthday.
There you go. All right.
National Ukraine Day. That's a
question of the day is, what would you advise President Trump on a second term? What should be the top priority? 701-271-1100. Here's another listener.
As far as I'm concerned, all we got is one great big nursing home in Washington. We got nobody that isn't over their age limit.
What is the age limit? What should the age limit be?
Well, there's a bunch of them that are that there isn't an age limit. Look at Feinstein.
Yeah.
They wheel her in and out. There's a lot of young, and we need more. We need more Lauren Boberts. We need more Jim Jordans. We need more Matt Gaetzes. We need more Josh Hawleys. I mean, go on the list of the fighters that are in there now. Those are the people that are getting the most of America excited. They're fighting. They're, you know, Josh Hawley, I just love that guy. Man, gloves off every time he gets at the mic. Those are the folks, and they're all young conservatives. Kicking butt.
Emailer says, if you truly believe in law and order, then you'd realize that Trump isn't above the law and needs to be behind bars. The dude is a criminal, and yet you promote this.
Well, you'd have to prove that, and then that'd be fine. They do that. They haven't been able to do it yet, but thanks for checking in.
Goes on to say that Alex Michelson breaks this down easily to understand on why Trump is being charged, which is quite obvious anyway if you weren't living in your fantasy land, and why Biden and Pence aren't being charged. Ask yourself if you really believe Trump's a criminal over this piece of paper in that, you know. And by the way,
There's something called the Presidential Records Act that gives the president enormous powers when it comes to documents. Presidents take them all the time. So.
Yeah, but what about secretaries of state and vice presidents? I don't think they're supposed to be taking anything.
Not covered.
Senators. I don't think senators are supposed to be taking anything.
Not covered. Presidential Records Act. But those with Trump derangement syndrome will continue to believe that he is guilty until they take their last breath. Texture says that Biden's birthday should be April 1st.
Yeah.
Since he's a fool.
Yeah, there's that.
All right. We're having some good suggestions on Biden's birthday here today. Another listener, Trump said Hillary should be disqualified from running for president by the way she handled her classified documents. What about him? Well, again, Presidential Records Act.
Yep, there you go.
What governs presidents, Hillary Clinton does not benefit from the same thing. Not to mention Hillary...
destroyed.
Yeah. Smashed phones.
And selected the emails she was going to allow the DOJ to see. That whole thing. Whatever. I'm so tired of the personality of the politics lately. It's just disgusting.
Barb from South Dakota writes, as a lifelong Republican, I'm 100% done with the Republican Party. The cowards are hiding under their beds with their binkies, sucking their thumbs, and spewing pablum. Trump needs to run as a third-party candidate with someone with a spine as VP. The RNC under a Romney will only be sabotaging him anyway. All right.
Boy, that's a deep dive on that time, and what that would mean. Be interesting. I mean, I don't know that a third party candidate would ever have more weight if he went that route.
Texter says, Scott, my first straw poll vote is Donald Trump, of course. Second, I can't believe what took place at the White House last weekend.
Ugh.
First, the hanging of the pride flag on the White House. By the way, without proper flag protocol, they had the rainbow flag in a prominent middle position and the U.S. flag on each side of it.
Yeah.
Not proper flag protocol.
No.
Bad news.
Well, look at the clowns that are running the show. I mean,
and the trans people taking their shirts off, taking pictures of the White House.
Yeah, that was special.
This evil has to be stopped.
That was special.
Even the infamous Karine Jean-Pierre had to say that was bad news. On the straw poll vote, thank you, but you get to come to Flag Day and our celebration from 11 to 2 to do the real deal straw poll today. More on that coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is lashing out at President Biden and the Department of Justice, speaking to supporters at his New Jersey golf club last night.
This day will go down in infamy, and Joe Biden will forever be remembered as not only the most corrupt president in the history of our country, but perhaps even more importantly, the president who, together with a band of his closest thugs, misfits, and Marxists, tried to destroy American democracy. But they will fail, and we will win bigger and better than ever before.
A trial date for the man accused of breaking into then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her 82-year-old husband with a hammer could be set today. Lawyers will be back in court today to set a date for David DePapp, who's pleaded not guilty to charges including attempted murder. Lance Fry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's Flag Day. Embrace it. When's the last time you paused on Flag Day to think a little bit about Old Glory and everything it stands for? Today's the day to do it. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our studios, 2852 Thunder Road in Fargo. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I know our friends out west will be with us in spirit, but it should be a lot of fun honoring the United States flag, the symbol of freedom and liberty. All patriots invited to celebrate with us. The national anthem at 11. You can enjoy food from Top Dog Hot Dog Food Truck and also the Fargo Phillies cart. Flagpole giveaway from Jim the Flagpole Guy. Games from Games to Go. We're doing a straw poll so you can tell us who your pick is for the Republican Party nomination for President of the United States. We'll announce the results of that tomorrow on the air. We also are giving away Thunder Road wristbands, good for mini golf, go-karts, batting cages, bumper cars, laser tag, whatever you want to do until 3 today. So bring the kids and head on over and have some fun at Thunder Road. This is the most important thing you need to know about Flag Day and our celebration. That would be veterans, law enforcement, and first responders get a free lunch. A free lunch. Thanks to some great sponsors, which include Freedom Matters USA, ND Flagpole Guy, our buddy Jim, he'll be here about 10:30 this morning, Hanson Runsbold Funeral Home, Games to Go, Thunder Road, and Fargo Air Museum. Good fun. Should be a grand time. Look forward to it. Hope you're planning on coming and going to have a grand old time with us today. Let me rip through some of these texts because they're piling up. Remember in the CNN Trump town hall when Caitlin Collins said the other former president, vice presidents, gave the documents back when they realized they had them. That should be a crime, misplacing and forgetting about classified documents. I think it's only a reasonable thought to have it be a crime, Kev, when you hate Donald Trump and you see this and say it ought to be. I mean, Joe Biden's got him in his garage. That's a nothing burger. But if it's Trump, oh, he should go to jail. It's awful. It's terrible.
Well, and again, what documents are we talking about? What level of classification are they? And, you know, documents. He had boxes of documents by the Corvette. He's got documents at the Penn Center. He's got documents at Mar-a-Lago. Documents. It's a distraction. This is nothing more than don't keep your eye on the you just went through everything that matters. Economy, inflation, security, national security, the border, education. This is a sideshow. This whole thing is a sideshow to keep you off of what matters.
Amen. Don't take the bait.
Don't take any of it. Who cares? He could run the appeals process out on this a year and a half, 2 years. I mean, just the process of we need more time. You say it's a nothing burger. So what? All right, let's see what happens. What documents? Whatever.
Somebody else sends a ballot in.
This is serious.
For our straw poll today for Trump. Again, I'm amused by these, and I will continue to read them, but they don't count in the straw poll. You have to come see us from 11 to 2. And the listener also says, why don't you tell folks to look for, instead of Thunder Road, look for the tallest flag.
Ah.
We do have a pretty tall flag.
We do
flag.
Have a nice tall flag out there.
We do, yeah.
Right on the end of the building there, you just look up, and there it is.
It's the flag.
Right there.
It is the flag.
There he is.
Exactly right. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
It's China's fault. It should have never happened.
Right. They gave us Joe Biden, didn't they? Let's see here. What's next? Texter says, again, straw poll Trump. I agree with you. If reelected, President Trump should clean house. Let all agency directors go and open up the positions. That way they can be vetted to make sure they're going to support the president and his vision for the future. Time to quit being a nice guy.
It's the first thing I'd do.
Do you know that I have a friend, Hogan Gidley, who I met when he was working for Rick Santorum, in Rick Santorum's presidential run, and stayed in touch over the years. He was a good friend of Sarah Huckabee Sanders and was brought into the White House in that shop after Sarah got that job. And he told me, it was actually when the Bison were at the White House celebrating their national championship, and we were doing the radio show from there and interviewing President Trump. He told me something that just blew me away. He said that every day when they walk into the White House to do the people's work, better than half the people also working as part of the White House, and by the way, the White House is rather small as far as the amount of people that are in offices there. They're in the old executive office building and the new executive office building, which are adjacent to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
So there are, you know, there's a fair amount of people. When they say the White House, they're talking about the mm-hmm. executive branch.
Yeah.
And he said that every day when they walk in, more than half of the people they work with are actively fighting them.
Yeah.
Actively against what the president was elected to do.
You know what? I don't care if it's Trump or whoever gets elected.
Think about that.
Yeah, I know. They're everywhere, and it's infected. You see The Rock in Walking Tall? Remember the movie Walking Tall originally? Was,
oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
The Rock remade it. You remember the scene when The Rock gets elected as the new sheriff, and he shows up at the sheriff's office?
Sheriff Watkins?
Well, you won the election. Congratulations. But we do have a tradition of professional courtesy up here, and I can personally vouch for each and every one of these men. They're good deputies.
You're all fired.
That's what has to happen. You're all fired. Bye.
What advice would you?
I can vouch for each. Are good men. You're all fired.
Yeah. I think we have a consensus on this now.
Yep.
Clean the slate.
Bingo.
Anybody else? Have some advice for President Trump? Tell us at 271-1100 or text us at 237-1590. Another listener says, is it possible that Biden could declare the documents he had are now declassified by him and stay out of trouble? I don't know.
Well, he had way too many of them.
Could he do that retroactively?
That went out on a couple of arguments back when they found him after they found UPenn, and they found him at his garage with his vet and at his other home. And there was just too many of them. He couldn't. More than one person said there's no way he could have classified himself that many documents that he had. Again, who cares? Documents. What do they classify? What are they? And, you know, what's so secret anymore? Everybody leaks everything. I mean, I don't know.
That's a good point. There are no secrets.
I mean,
there.
Especially in that town.
Texter says, don't forget what the judge said in Clinton's case on classified material.
Oh, set the precedent there, didn't he? Yeah.
Here's a precedent that has been set when it came to Clinton taking classified information.
Yep.
Amy Berman Jackson, the judge presiding on that case, said a couple of very important things. That the president had an absolute unreviewable right to take any records or documents that he wants when he leaves office. No one could come back and second guess or double think or ask questions about what the president elects to take with him.
Nope.
In her ruling, Jackson wrote that the president enjoys unconstrained authority to make decisions regarding the disposal of documents.
But again, in so many of these people's minds, he wasn't a legitimate president for whatever reason. Yeah, Russia, you know. But he was. Sorry.
Paul's in Minnesota. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Paul. Hey, go ahead.
Hi. I just want to say that, I mean, everybody that's listening to you guys, and you guys have heard this too, I mean, just how corrupt the FBI is and how much they're in bed with the Democrats. Hillary Clinton having her server in the basement with classified documents. And I remember hearing that she said, I didn't even know what the C stood for. That was a crock. And then Joe Biden going after Trump like this when no vice president is allowed to take documents into their possession. No vice president is allowed to take documents into their possession. And he had them in his garage and in five different offices. And then Pence had them too. But the whole thing is that they're just after Trump. They should be going after Biden because he broke the law many times over, plus him and his family getting millions of dollars from the Chinese. I have had it with the whole dang works.
Couldn't agree with you anymore, Paul. It just it sickens you to the core. Sit here and see this. And by the way, how long have they been slow walking the Hunter Biden laptop thing? They've been investigating that and been told that this. So that stuff just is at a snail's pace at the Justice Department.
Yeah.
And documents are. What's that?
Nothing will happen with that. They'll just drop it. You know that.
Or let it fade away. Or whatever. Yeah.
I tell you what, I've been a Trump fan since he said he was going to run. And when you guys had the poll a while back about which one, Trump or DeSantis, I would say Trump because he's got the kahunas to go after the swamp. Because it's hard to do what he did. He would have done more, but he couldn't get it done because he didn't have time. And Trump this is his last hurrah to be president. After that, 2028, then DeSantis can come in. But right now, it's got to be Trump. And he can run, even if they convict him, he can run for president in prison. Yeah, that's what I heard last night, I think, on Red Eye Radio. Or maybe it was Mark Levin, but... The only way a person can't run for president is if they're convicted of treason. Other than that, they can run for president when they're in prison. But would they release him if he got elected? I don't know.
There you go.
You don't have any choice. You have to vote for me.
There you go. Say it again.
You don't have any choice. You have to vote for me.
There you go.
I will vote for you. I'll vote for you 10 times.
Beautiful.
That's what I'll do.
Paul, thanks for the call. Love your passion. Appreciate it very much. You got to have that level of fight in you to be able to get through this craziness.
I just want him to win so he can utter those three words.
You're all fired.
What advice do we have for Trump on day one? Should he fire them all? I think so. 701-271-1100. Call us 271-1100 on Flag Day. More after this.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard.
Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans, with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo, beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
That's one of those iconic tributes to the flag by Johnny Cash. Really awesome. 8 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Lasagnas for lunch today at MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Stuffed peppers in Glendon. If you're up Euland Way, lasagna. Southern Chicken Bowl, 45th Street, Fargo. Swedish meatballs or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Valley City, Harwood, 12th Avenue, and I-29, too. All have great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. All right. Let's rip through some more of these texts here in the time we have. We need to steal this month back, like they stole our stuff. It used to be if you were gay, you were happy. Now gay people are the angriest lot I know. A rainbow was a sign of peace. Now they've stolen that too. And they want to steal our kids. Let's celebrate Pride Month, being proud of the U.S. flag and America. Take it back, says a listener.
You know, there, and I've said this on our local morning show. There's a huge movement, and a couple of friends of mine who are gay and live in the Twin Cities are part of it, and it's called Gays Against Grooming. And follow them, find them on the platforms. They are denouncing Pride Month. They're denouncing all of this nonsense with drag queen story hours and all of it. I mean, really denouncing it. Like, it's sickening to any common sense. Just, you know, level-headed thinking person that any of this is good. So I'm giving them a shout-out. Gays Against Grooming. They are making a lot of sense.
Good for them.
Yes.
Texter says, I voted for Trump. I'll do it again. He's the nominee. Trump and DeSantis both have a good record to run on, good and bad. Trump can't keep glossing over his COVID record. To this day, he's not been up front with the reality of his COVID policies. Shutdowns, lockdowns, mandatory shots, church and school closures, canceling graduations, funerals, AA meetings. I think most everything you're reading there came from governors, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't.
Every state was different. I don't.
We were in uncharted territory there too at the end of his administration. I mean, he was listening to Fauci. They were coming at him from all sides. I wouldn't have known what I mean.
Goes on to say Scott Atlas was in the White House trying to point all this out. Trump went with Birx and Fauci instead. It's the largest life-threatening mistake that has happened within our borders. Appreciate that. Another texter says, Trump needs to hire Mark Levin for Attorney General.
Amen.
That'd be any good, huh?
Yeah.
That's right, I said it. Right? Yeah.
That's right, I said it.
The great Mark Levin. Nobody better. Nobody better. Hey, let me tell you about the Wednesday Wheels deal from our friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. 2020 Chevrolet Blazer RS all-wheel drive. Red exterior with jet black perforated leather appointed seat trims. That sound great or what? 3.6 liter V6 engine. This thing only has 72,245 miles on it. Loaded up with backup camera, the cruise control, the lane departure warning, the parking sensors, the assist and tow package. It was $35,000. Now it's only $34,000. So you save over $1,000. Why? Because you listen to this program. Only if you tell them you heard about it right here, they'll lop $1,000 off. Check it out. See this one for yourself at PucklitzValleyCity.com. PucklitzValleyCity.com. Flag Day celebration continues on What's On Your Mind. Don't forget the fun here today at our Flag Family Headquarters, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. Going to have a blast. Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA. Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.